I'm here to present work on format versus content, the impact of risk and presentation on disclosure decisions. And this is work I did while I was at Carnegie Mellon with my advisor, Alessandro Acquisti. So to start off, I want to give you the motivation for this paper. I'm interested in general in the online data industry, the industry that has Google and Facebook and other companies collecting consumer information in return for services that they're providing online. And there are many benefits to this ecosystem. Consumers are able to access online services without having to pay for them, and companies are able to make money by improving their advertisements. But there is a flip side to it. We see repeatedly that in surveys that there are growing privacy concerns about how this information is collected and used. There are, unfortunately, way too many instances of data breaches and data leakages as well. And so with that in mind, I want to talk about the current solution, and the previous speaker sort of touched upon this, the idea of notice and choice, which is what is being used not just in the online data industry, actually. It's also being used in healthcare, the idea of providing notice and giving patients the choice to opt out of their health information being used one way or the other, being stored, being collected, being shared. Perhaps you've seen a notice like this when you visited your healthcare provider. And even in the financial world, banks and mortgage providers are required to give you notices about how your information is being collected, stored, shared. But when it comes to this online data industry, the Federal Trade Commission has made recommendations to the ad industry, self-regulated ad industry, hey, you ought to follow a similar mechanism as the healthcare and financial market, where you should be providing notice to consumers and you should be giving them the choice to opt out. Now, unlike the healthcare and financial industry, though, there's no format when this comes to place. There's no prescribed format, I should say. With the healthcare and financial market, we're seeing that there is a specific format that every healthcare provider or every mortgage provider is using, as opposed to the online industry where Google, Facebook, Apple, all of these companies are following their own format as to how they want to present information about notice and give users choice. And that's where what we want to do is study these notices. So now, I know what you guys are thinking. There's a lot of issues with these notices. They're very long, they're hard to read, they're written in legalese, they change any time without notice, things like that. We were specifically interested in studying two factors and how these two factors impact then the user's decisions. The two factors being the content of the notice, so the objective factors in the notice as to how your information is truly going to be used, and also the format of the notice, things that don't change anything objective, they don't impact your costs or benefits as a user, but they change how you're presented with this information. And previous research has actually looked at content impacting disclosure decisions separately, has looked at format impacting disclosure decisions separately. We were particularly interested in seeing the interaction between these two factors and whether there is a change in how format impacts your decisions when the content itself is changed. So I want to touch upon a few previous research that has looked at the content and format separately. So for instance, Tsai et al. Looked at objective factor that changes the content, right? And they find that when users are given information about how websites will use their information and how websites will protect their information, they do take that objective information into account when choosing between providers. And they tend to prefer providers that are protecting their information better, even if it means that provider is selling them whatever product they're looking to buy at a higher cost. So this is an example of an objective factor that does factor into people's decision making. On the other hand, behavioral economics research has found that more format-based factors that don't really change anything objective also have an impact on users' decisions. So in this particular paper, the researchers studied simply changing what that settings page was called, whether it was called a privacy settings page or a survey settings page, but still asking for the same information, the same permissions, does impact how likely users are to give that permission. And specifically in this case, the researchers found that participants are less likely to share their information when this page is called a privacy settings page as opposed to a survey settings page. And so we're interested in looking at that interaction. So we're interested in comparing the effect of content and format-based factors on disclosure decisions, Specifically, we want to investigate whether the effect of the format-based factors varies as the content is varied. So how did we do this? We recruited participants from Mechanical Turk, and we showed our participants this. So this said that on the next pages, you will be asked questions that are aimed at exploring the extent to which individuals participate in a number of ethical behaviors. Please note, some of these questions are going to be of sensitive nature. You will be allowed to skip the questions if you like. Here's an example of a question that you might see. And it was pretty clear from that example that this is going to be a sensitive survey. Then we told our participants, before we ask you those ethical questions, please tell us about your sharing preferences or your sharing settings. Would you be willing to share this information with, say, the research assistants of this study? Now, what we manipulated between conditions is two things, the format factor as well as the content factor. So on one dimension, we changed how we were asking the question. One half of the participants were asked, would you allow your responses to be shared with research participants? The other half were asked, would you prohibit your responses from being shared with the research assistants? And on that second dimension, we changed who the information was being shared with. This is our objective risk factor, the objective content. So half the participants were asked if they'd be willing to share with research assistants. The other half were asked if they would be willing to share the same information with marketing companies. Let me show you what I found. So as far as format-based factors are concerned, the allow-prohibit angle, across studies we find that it does matter. If you ask the question in the allow frame, if you ask them, would you allow this information to be shared, individuals are more likely to say yes, whereas if you ask them prohibit, again, they're more likely to not share information. Now, what we were more interested in was that second dimension, the effect of format-based factors across the objective content. So what I'm going to show you is three separate conditions: sharing with research assistants, sharing with marketing companies, or sharing your information on Mechanical Turk forums with MTurk IDs. So what are these forums? These forums are websites where Mechanical Turk participants often go to find tasks that they should complete, tasks that are easier to do, that are faster to complete. And we know for a fact that Mechanical Turk workers care about their reputation on these websites. In fact, we conducted a pilot study that did confirm with a separate group of Mechanical Turk participants that did confirm that the condition where they're being asked to share with Mechanical Turk forums with their MTurk ID is perceived to be more risky than the condition where they're being asked to share with marketing companies, which is perceived to be more risky than sharing with research assistants. So we know that the x-axis is showing us increasing levels of risk. Now on the y-axis, I'm going to show you the effect of the format change, that allow prohibit change, to see whether that effect changes across these three risk conditions. And we do find that as the risk increases, the size of that format-based effect increases as well. So the blue dot is showing you the percentage of participants that were willing to share when we asked them in the allow frame. The red dot is the percentage that were willing to share when we asked the question in the prohibit frame. And you can see the difference between the blue and the red dot is higher in that third condition where we're asking them to share at a relatively higher risk. So that was the punchline. And to conclude, from the independent result of that allow prohibit, we corroborate previous research that suggests simply notice and choice mechanisms might not be enough. And we need to have, similar to the healthcare industry and the financial industry, more regulation on how privacy notices in the online data market are formatted. But from that second result, what we are finding is individual susceptibility to these format-based factors is not the same at the different objective content factors. So what we're finding is when you increase the risk, individuals are more susceptible to these format-based factors, which is why we believe, in fact, we shouldn't just have a blanket regulation for all websites for how their privacy policies should be regulated. The regulations need to take into account how much a website is asking for in terms of information or is collecting information, which is that objective factor. That was it. I'm happy to take any questions.
From MIT Lincoln Laboratory. Can you go back to the last graph you had?
That one.
Yes. Can you explain why, for research assistants, it seems It seems that the willingness to share and the willingness to deny the information is higher than for marketing firms.
Yeah, so overall, the scenario of sharing information with research assistants, no matter how you ask it, overall, that is perceived to be lower risk than sharing the same information with marketing companies, which is perceived to be lower risk than sharing it on Mechanical Turk forums with MTurk IDs. That's why the average is higher in terms of how much people are willing to share with research assistants. But within that, if we split up the allow and prohibit, allow is always higher than prohibit, but the size of that effect size is what I'm trying to highlight here. Does that answer your question?
So I'm still confused by why the prohibit for the research assistants is higher than the prohibit for the marketers.
Right, so the prohibit for research assistants is telling you percentage of people that were asked, will you be willing to share information with research assistants, but they were asked with a prohibit frame. More people are willing to share this information with research assistants, even in the prohibit frame, than they are willing to share information with marketing companies. Objectively, it's more risky for me to give this information to marketing companies. Now, within that, if you frame it one way or the other, you can change my likelihood to share information.
Sorry. Yes, thanks.
Thanks.
Hi.
Hi.
So you described that some of the notices in the healthcare community have a lot more strict formatting rules.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if they've already taken some of these results into account, because that seems like a higher risk situation when people are like injecting me with things. That seems a lot more higher risk than sharing my information with marketing companies.
Yeah,
Are we already having some of this? And is it? Do you think it's there's enough of a difference here that we need to do this in the online space also, or is the kind of the big differences between health and online kind of where this is really important?
Yeah, I personally feel we do need to have more formatting-based regulations in the online market as well. To answer your question about comparing the healthcare and the online market, I don't know enough. I think there are circumstantial factors, perhaps when the time, the year when the healthcare debate must have happened, maybe it was more likely to push that sort of regulation through before it was too late. And I do feel in some sense with the online market, we might be a little too late. There's just, we have the requirement that you have to have a privacy policy, but we don't have requirements as to how long or how they're framed or how easy they are to read. And I wonder if it's a little too late. But having said that, if we can move in that direction to have some sort of regulations, I think it would help.
Yeah, so it's good that you caught the difference between framing and format, because like with health or like with nutrition labels, right?
Yeah.
A lot of the goals are actually to make it easy and consistent between, you know, many different providers, right? So, but the main thing I wanted to push on a little bit was the claim that this means that notice and choice isn't enough, right?
Yeah.
Because implicitly what you're saying is there's some right answer here, and it's probably don't disclose very much. And I don't know how you make that conclusion.
Yeah.
What's the right amount of regulation to help people protect their privacy? Because I don't know which of these answers is the correct answer for any of these people.
That's a very fair point. But that also supports what I'm trying to say. You're right that we don't know ground truth. We don't know at what percentage of sharing personal information someone is truly just sharing how much they're willing to share. And when it goes up and down, it's actually being influenced by format or objective factors. You're completely right on that. But when I make the claim that notice and choice is not enough, it's not even looking at this graph where I'm actually looking at the interaction. I'm just talking about the fact that by simply changing the word allow to prohibit, if I can reduce the number of people that are willing to share, then we ought to take a step back and look at privacy policies that are out there that are certainly framed in the more positive sense with accept, agree, instead of disagree or prohibit, and ask how much of that. Well, even if we don't know the ground truth, I think we can agree on the fact that there is some middle ground. And because of the way policies are framed right now, we are on the higher side of it. And if all of them were framed with prohibit, we would be on the lower side of it. I don't know how to get to that ground truth or how to make sure everyone reaches that point, but I do think we need.
So you're articulating kind of a conservative principle.
Sort
right?
of, yes.
And then design things to sort of conservatively disclose rather
yes.
than.
Yes.
Right. Okay. That's fair.
Cool. Thank you.